Hey, you're listening to World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlanger, and my guest today is Hayes Carl.
I asked you where you'd been, and you said Nanya. None of your business, don't you ask no more.
That's the first song on Hayes Carl's latest album, What It Is. The song was inspired by and co-written with Allison Moorer. She produced Hayes' album. She's in studio with him when we recorded this session. And since then, they got married. Congratulations. Although he had already kind of promised her forever on the last song from the record. It's called I Will Stay, and it's all about commitment.
I know sometimes it can be hard to have faith or believe that your partner is going to be there for you. And I wanted to put that down in a way that it would be there forever.
Hayes has been making music for nearly two decades, and early on he focused more on telling other people's stories than his own. He reflects on why he feels more comfortable getting personal in his songs now. Allison talks about watching him transform as a songwriter, and they perform together, starting with this song. It's called American Dream from Hayes Carl's latest album, What It Is.
I lit the fire, poured out the bottle. As the moonlight, what it might have seen. If it answered, I can't remember. I fell down into the American dream. Been too long in the devil's workshop. So I'm driving the backbone to change the scenery. Here comes the horses through purgatory. They fell down into the American dream. Summertime sunshine, shine on me. Won't you show me where I'm going? I found an old friend in El Dorado, like Harry Dean Stanton on a driving screen. A tumbleweed blowing through Paris, Texas. He fell down into the American dream. Sun-bleached dresses waving from a clothesline. Come Saturday evening, they'll have a place to be. I'll pick some flowers to take to a mama. I fell down into the American dream. Summertime sunshine, shine on me. Won't you show me where I'm going? Leaving San Francisco for New Orleans, I can hear that rooster crowing. Spit and polish the ancient story, love and glory, gold and greed. Nothing changes even if it wants to. We go down into American dream. We go down, baby, no. Time, babe. Won't somebody tell me what it means?
Performing in studio for World Cafe, that is Hayes Carl with the song American Dream from his new album called What It Is. You also heard Allison Moore, who co-produced the album along with Brad Jones on vocals there. Hayes, welcome back to World Cafe.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Yeah, happy to have you. So, Hayes, you have said that the whole album, What It Is, was sort of inspired, at least in part, by you wanting to get off the sidelines. And I would love for you to explain a little bit more about what that means. What did you feel like you were on the sidelines of?
Well, I don't know that it was entirely inspired by getting off the sidelines of life. But what I found, some of the themes that kept coming up, there were three. An exploration of my relationship with Allison, writing about it and the highs and lows and the appreciation of it. An exploration of myself and my own life and what was going on and where I was struggling and where I was stumbling, and trying to figure out how to be present and connected in my own life. In a sense, it felt like to me it was passing me by. And there was unhappiness associated with that for me. And I have spent a lot of time reflecting on that and trying to understand that, because there's no reason that I can find that I should be unhappy about anything. I've got a pretty great life by all measurable metrics. And so part of it was about that. And then part of it is just observing the world at large, socially, politically, and commenting on that where I felt the need. And I think the idea of getting off the sidelines, it has in part to do with keeping my opinion to myself or putting it out into the world through my art or just as a citizen. And then getting off the sidelines of rather than sitting around watching my life and daydreaming about the future or lamenting the past, actually getting in there and being present, living it.
Well, I think we heard a bit of the third sort of theme, the world at large, in that first song that you guys did for us, An American Dream. And I want to come back to the middle one about sort of self and examining your own life. But let's start off with the first sort of theme that you mentioned, and that is exploring this, like, beautiful, not only professional and songwriting relationship that you have with Allison Moore, who's here with us as well, but also the love that you have found with each other. And I thought maybe we could talk about the song Nunya, which you are going to do for us. Tell me a little bit about the parts of the song that are taken from life or that are reflections of her.
Well, it all is, in a sense. She's from South Alabama and has it her own language, that's part regional and part family, but she'll use words or sayings all the time that I've never heard, and it just cracks me up. So one time she came in and I wasn't asking her where she had been, but there was something. She used the phrase Nunya, as in Nunya business, and so she has Nunya Tenja Manja, or phrases she'll use. And so that just struck me, and I thought, what a unique creature I live with, and I want to put this into a song and sort of capture that essence, because it's not just about language, it's in so many things. I find her extraordinary, and I wanted to write about that and how that made me feel and what that made me feel. And so I started that, but then I was stuck on it for a long time. I was writing it with my friend Adam Landry, and one day Allison walked by the kitchen table where I was sitting there struggling with this, and she asked what the problem was, and I said, well, I can't finish this song about you. And she said, why don't you just write about how I painted the front porch ceiling turquoise to keep out the evil spirits, or about how we pretend we don't know each other on airplanes. Which she just gave me a dirty look. She doesn't like that I discuss this.
If I could I think the point was he was trying to make it general and too difficult.
Yeah.
And sometimes the minutiae of life is the interesting part of life. And it definitely makes the little things about people are usually the most interesting things about them.
I love that it then becomes this meta thing, though, that you're like, Hayes, you're trying to write a song about this person that you're sort of in awe of, and then she comes in and fixes this song, or like helps you.
Exactly, and then walks off. The whole exchange lasted about 15 seconds.
My sister tells a story about me when I'm like three or four years old, and she and my mother were sitting in front of the TV watching Wheel of Fortune, and neither one of them could figure out what the word was, and I walked by the TV and just looked at him and said party line and kept walking away. And that was what the word that's what it was. And they were like, oh my God.
She was two.
Oh man, dropping in and fixing things and walking off. Yeah. Allison Moore. Well, that's great. It's a wonderful song. Would you guys play it for us?
Sure thing.
All right.
I asked you where you'd been, and you said Nanya. None your business, don't you ask no more. You said if you would do a better job of listening, then maybe you would understand why I'm at the door. You just had to paint the front porch ceiling turquoise. You said that's the way we do it in the South. You claimed it keeps out all the evil spirits, but sometimes I can't believe the words are coming out your mouth. But I try because I want to. I know your heart the best way that I can. For the laughter and the pain, and the sometimes just insane. Girl, all I wanna do is be your man. Sometimes we'll pretend like we are strangers, out there meeting up for the first time. I'd be a doctor or a secret agent, just hoping that you smile with me as I throw out my lines. I used to tell myself that I had it covered, that everything was where it needs to be. But then you showed up and you looked me over, and now I see, oh, I see. Now I see, darling, now I see. And so I try because I need to. I know your heart the best way that I can. For the laughter, for the pain, for the way you call my name. Girl, all I wanna do is be your man. I asked you where you'd been and you said Nanya. None your business, don't you ask no more.
That's Nanya, performed here at World Cafe for us by Hayes Carl. Allison Moore joined him on performing that song. She also co-wrote it with him, along with Adam Landry. So on the record, you have songs that are, Hayes, inspired by your own life, and then you have songs that are inspired by other people's stories as well. We're going to talk a little bit about the song Jesus and Elvis, but first I want to know sort of in general how the writing process is different for you, I guess depending on whose story you're dealing with.
Well, I find it generally much easier to tell other people's stories than my own. There seems to be less at stake. or maybe I'm still trying to figure out my own so much of the time that it's hard to articulate that, or can be. When you've got a set of facts, or at least a story in your mind, it's just easier to get outside of myself and my own hang-ups sometimes when I'm writing about others.
Yeah, and I guess maybe a more natural eye towards observing the details of other people's stories. Like, you don't necessarily look at your own life and you wouldn't write down the details of your day the same way that the details of somebody else's life that you've witnessed might imprint themselves in your mind. So tell me a little bit about the song Jesus and Elvis, which I guess is based on a bar that you've actually visited.
Yeah, there's a bar that I used to spend a bit of time in Austin, Texas, and it has Christmas lights up year-round and a jukebox in the corner with nothing on it past 1968. And I asked around, and the story that I'd heard or that I came up with was that the bar owner had a son who had gone off to Vietnam at Christmas time, and she promised that she wouldn't take the lights down until he came home.
It's such a heartbreaking story. Is this what really happened to Lola, that she lost her son, and so she's left the bar in the way that it was, I guess, when he left on Christmas Eve?
Well, at the time I wrote it, I thought that was exactly what had happened, and now I'm not quite as certain.
Okay.
So we might have taken a little creative license there.
Poetic license. All right. Yeah. Well, it paints quite the picture, and I'd love to have you guys perform it for us here at World Cafe. This is Hayes Carl with Allison Moore performing Jesus and Elvis.
Jesus and Elvis painting on velvet, hanging at the bar here every night. It's good to be back again. Oh, me and my old friends, beneath the neon cross and a string of Christmas lights. Lola built this joint in 67, and a boy went off to fight on Christmas Eve. In a war nobody won, she lost her only son. Now everything he loved is what you see. Jesus and Elvis painted on velvet, hanging at the bar here every night. Lola told him Jesus loves a sinner, and his daddy told him music saved his soul. Between the drunkards and the band, it's a fitting promised land for the King of Kings and the King of Rock and Roll. Jesus and Elvis painted on velvet, hanging at the bar here every night. It's good to be back again. Oh, me and my old friends, beneath the neon cross and a string of Christmas lights. So if you need a shot of Dickel or redemption, where the Delta meets the Sea of Galilee, get washed in the blood of the Mississippi mud. Come all you non-believers and you'll see. Jesus and Elvis painted on velvet, hanging at the bar here every night. It's good to be back again. Oh, me and my old friends, beneath the neon cross and the string of Christmas lights. It's good to be back again. Oh, me and my old friends, beneath the neon cross and the string of Christmas lights. By and by, Lord, by and by. By and by, Lord, by and by.
Performing for us here at World Cafe, that is Hayes Carl, along with Allison Moore, who co-wrote that song with Hayes and Matresa Berg. That was Jesus and Elvis, which is on Hayes' new album called What It Is. It's just come out this year. So, Hayes, your last album, which came out in 2016, Lovers and Leavers, I think was a really different record for you. It was quite a bit more serious. There were heavy things that you talked about and sang about. And when that record came out, you talked about it a little bit as a line in the sand, like not necessarily knowing what your fans would think about you putting out a record like that, but really feeling like you needed to express it. First of all, have I got that right? Am I putting words in your mouth about what that album was like for you?
I was stepping off into the unknown a bit, and with that, so I think that's accurate. I didn't know what anybody was going to make of it, but I'd reached a point where that just couldn't be my priority. I needed to creatively take a chance and go cover some new ground. And similar to some of the themes on this record, I was figuring some stuff out. I've been doing that for a while now. and that's what, for me, a large part of songwriting and being an artist is. There's also parts that you do because they're fun and because it's people clap at the end. That record was during a pretty transitional time in my life, and I was working with Joe Henry for that, and we just really wanted to capture that moment. I wanted to slow down and take a breath and take stock of where I was.
I know that a lot of the album was written in the wake of going through a divorce, and I guess what I think is interesting, and you guys only say what you're comfortable with, but Allison also released an album that was, I think, informed by divorce as well, the year before, Down to Believing, in 2015. And I just am picturing, or I guess imagining, like how interesting breakfast table conversations would have been at that time when you're both sort of going through a similar thing, and also making art and music that's informed by it.
Pass that to you.
You will. I don't think we write about things that we're not trying to figure out. I know for me, I don't write fiction. I don't need to. Never needed to. My own life has got quite enough material. I don't need to make anything up.
That's where we differ.
And I think for Hayes, and this is just my, from my perspective, he didn't necessarily have that experience until he, hit his late 30s and then began to realize that he had a lot more territory to mine in his own life than he realized. So it was interesting to watch a person and artist and writer go from sort of deflecting personal experience or shrouding it into characters that were not him to owning his own experience and beginning to make art in a more direct way.
I think that was a a good description. It's frightening to step up and say, okay, this is me. We're talking about me now. It doesn't always need to be that direct, but I was trying to mine that territory a little more. And it was something, I think, by not doing it on some level, it had kept me from it left a lot of stuff unexplored, but it also left me a little bit disconnected from my own work, because the stuff that I was putting out into the world wasn't necessarily reflective of my life or who I was. So I'm very proud of everything I've done, but I felt a bit detached from some of it on a personal level. And I can't say that about any of the songs on this record.
Can you tell me a little bit about writing the song, I Will Stay?
Well, it was... It's about Allison. It's for Allison. And I wanted to... I've made her a promise that I will stay and that I'm not going anywhere. And times can get tough, and there are a lot of ups and downs in a relationship. And I know sometimes it can be hard to have faith or believe that your partner is going to be there for you. And I wanted to put that down in a way that it would be there forever, and that she could listen to and remember.
Find it really touching, I guess, that this song is written solely by you, and that where, you know, the other song that we talked about before, Nanya, she sort of came in and gave you what you needed to finish it, that what you have to say here is so clear, and started and finished by you.
Well, it was important to me to express this to her. You know, one of the things about living with an artist is I get lots of feedback and constructive criticism. So, and that this song was no different. I was hoping to surprise her with it, but I ended up just dragging her into a studio to watch me record. And so it's my name on it, but she nudged me in a direction on the line or two. And then as a producer, you know, reworked the structure of it, which I thought was really interesting, because the song was much more linear and flat than it ended up being. To have Allison to be able to turn to and just show her the ideas and get her take on it I love it. It's one of my favorite things about this.
Allison, did you want to add anything in before we hear the song?
Well, you know, I guess it's a striking thing to say that I'm always interested in the work. I can be absolutely out of my mind, crazy with anger about something, and switch gears and go, okay, well, let's fix this verse.
Wow.
You know, I can, it's interesting to be wired that way. I can compartmentalize most of the time. Now, you know, that's not to say, you know, I can do that 100% of the time. I'm still a human being. But where I get my juice in life is being able to do good work in whatever capacity. As a mama, as a partner, as a writer, as a producer, as an artist, I think that's one of my strengths, and I don't have many, but that is one of them, that I can say, all right, this is about me, but I'm going to take me out of it and look at this as a song, because it would be really easy just to melt into Hearts and Flowers, but I wanted the song to be as good as it could be. So, I have just now started to think about that song and the sentiment of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
it's thinking about the structure.
My role at that time was to help it, to let it shine, to bring it to
as a producer.
Yeah.
To bring that out of it.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm knocked out. So, but maybe now you can enjoy the hearts.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, baby. That's wonderful. How sweet of you. I appreciate it. I also know. No, here's the thing too.
I'm gonna take you home and play it for you tonight.
I also know, because I am a writer, that it's not always 100% true. So what you put in a song. So I might look at things like, I see what you're doing there. Nice try, Bucko.
Nice device, honey.
It's a tough road.
Oh my goodness. Keeps you humble, Hayes, right?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
well.
Well, I did write it for you. That much is,
and it's gorgeous.
Undeniable.
It's beautiful. It's probably my favorite song on the record. I mean, not just because it's about me, but it's really very well done.
Yes, it is. I would love to hear it while we have all of this in our heads. So, would you play it for us, Hayes?
Sure thing.
All right.
I've seen you at the window, I've heard you at the door. I felt the world convince you could even up the score. Watched you carry all the memories from a life that came before, then went away. But I will stay. I remember how you told me you felt it all might fall apart. You barely made it into this world, and you've been fighting from the start. It's not easy to believe, but I will protect your heart in every way. I will stay. Warm rain on the water, lone star in the night, and brave dreams to hold on to. It will be alright. And it's hard to keep believing all the stories you've been told, and to watch the way you try, babies, it's sad to behold. And sometimes you will get angry, and sometimes you will get cold, but that's okay. I'll stay. There's a ghost in every garden and a lock on every door, and all of them remind you of the ones who came before. There's a pain in every memory you don't have to hold no more. Now the summer sun is fading and the autumn's in the hall, and if time would just stop moving, that wouldn't bother you at all. But your story isn't finished. You got so much more to say, and I can't wait. So I will stay. I will stay.
That's Hayes Carl performing a just gorgeous song that closes his new album called What It Is. That song is called I Will Stay. Hayes has been here with me along with Allison Moore, who co-produced the record with Brad Jones and did a bunch of singing for us today. I'm so glad that we had you both here to talk about the record. And I just say I'm really happy that you both found each other. I think it's such a beautiful thing that you've got. So there you go.
Well, thank you.
And Hayes' new record is called What It Is. You're listening to The World Cafe.